You know there are thousands of aircraft types that have taken to the sky over the past century? But if you sat down with 100 pilots, from students to four-stripe captains, and asked them which airplane they'd trust with their life, you'd hear the same handful of names come up again and again. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about the aircraft that earned something you can't buy or advertise your way into. Trust. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So Simple Flying put together a list of the five aircraft that pilots trust the most, and I want to walk through it because it's not just a popularity contest. Each one of these airplanes earned its reputation in a specific way, and understanding why pilots trust them tells you something important about what actually matters in aircraft design. Let's start where most of us started, the Piper Cherokee. Now, some of you trained in one, and some of you trained against one if your school was a Cessna shop. But here's the thing about the Cherokee. It is remarkably difficult to get into serious trouble in that airplane. The low wing gives you a stable platform, the Hershey bar wing on the early models generates lift in a predictable, forgiving way. It doesn't have any nasty stall characteristics, it doesn't surprise you, and for a training aircraft, that is the single most important quality it can have. You want a student pilot learning the fundamentals of flight, not fighting the airplane. The Cherokee lets you do that. It's been in production in various forms since 1961. That's over six decades. And the reason flight schools keep buying them is simple. They work, they're tough, and they bring students home. Next up, and this one should surprise absolutely no one, the Boeing 737. Here's what you need to know about the 737. There are roughly 4,500 of them in the air on any given day. It is the most produced commercial jetliner in history, with more than 11,000 delivered. And the reason airlines and pilots trust it comes down to a word that doesn't sound exciting, but means everything in commercial aviation. Maturity. The 737 has been flying since 1967. Every system on that airplane has been tested, refined, broken, fixed, and refined again over billions of flight hours. Pilots who fly the 737 know exactly what it's going to do in every situation, because the fleet has seen every situation. The aircraft has its well-documented recent controversies with the MAX variant, and those are serious and worth their own conversation. But the fundamental airframe, the basic 737 design philosophy of a simple, reliable, twin-engine narrowbody that has earned a level of trust that very few machines in human history can match. Number 3, the Airbus A320 family. And I can already hear some of you saying, wait, you're putting Airbus on a trust list? Yes, because here's the headline that doesn't tell the whole story. Pilots who actually fly the A320 consistently rate it among the safest and most capable aircraft they've ever operated. The fly-by-wire system, which was controversial when it debuted in 1988, has proven itself over decades. The flight envelope protection means the airplane will not let you exceed its structural limits, even if you're trying to. Some pilots find that philosophy constraining, others find it reassuring, but the safety record speaks for itself. The A320 family has delivered more than 11,000 units as well, and it serves as the backbone of airlines on every continent. When you're talking about trust, you're talking about an airplane that performs the same way every single time, and the A320 does exactly that. Now, number 4 is where we shift from commercial iron to something more personal. The Beechcraft King Air. If you've ever flown one or ridden in one, you understand immediately why it's on this list. The King Air is a turboprop twin that has been in continuous production since 1964. Let that sink in. More than 60 years of production for a single aircraft family, and the reason is that the King Air occupies a sweet spot that no other airplane has successfully challenged. It's fast enough to be useful, tough enough to operate from unimproved strips, reliable enough that operators in the harshest environments on Earth depend on it, and simple enough that maintenance doesn't require a dedicated engineering team. Bush operators in Alaska trust it. Air ambulance services trust it. Military organizations in dozens of countries trust it. Corporate flight departments trust it. When you have that breadth of operators all independently arriving at the same conclusion, that's not marketing. That's an airplane proving itself every single day in conditions that would break a lesser design. And finally, number 5, the Boeing 777. This is the airplane that changed how pilots think about long-haul twin-engine operations. Before the 777, the idea of flying a twin-engine jet across the Pacific Ocean made a lot of people nervous. Extended-range twin-engine operations, or ETOPS, was still relatively new as a concept, and there was genuine skepticism about whether a twin could be trusted the way a four-engine airplane could. The 777 answered that question definitively. It has one of the best safety records of any widebody aircraft ever built. Its engines, the massive General Electric GE90 and the newer GE9X, are among the most reliable power plants in commercial aviation. And the airframe itself was the first commercial aircraft designed entirely with computer-aided design tools, which allowed Boeing to optimize every structural element in ways that weren't possible with earlier methods. Pilots who fly the 777 consistently describe it as an airplane that feels solid. That's a subjective word, but when you hear it from hundreds of pilots independently, it means something. The flight controls are responsive, the systems are logical, and the airplane delivers a level of confidence on 14-hour overwater flights that most pilots describe as simply feeling right. So what ties all five of these together? It's not speed, it's not range, it's not glamour, it's consistency. Every one of these aircraft does what it says it's going to do every time you ask it to. They don't surprise you. They don't have hidden gotchas buried in the flight envelope. They've been tested by time, by millions of hours, by the harshest operating conditions the aviation world can throw at them. And that's what trust really means in aviation. It means you can focus on flying the mission instead of worrying about the machine. This affects you if you're a student pilot choosing a training aircraft, a career pilot evaluating type ratings, or just a passenger wondering if the airplane you're boarding has proven itself. The answer for these five is yes. Emphatically yes. This one came from the folks at Simple Flying, and it's worth a read if you want the deeper details. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.